Hello, and welcome to Oh No, Ross and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal, but take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Carrie Poppy.
And I'm Ross Blodger. And today we are talking about...
The Flex Belt.
The Flex Belt.
Now, you might hear that name and think that it's just a belt that goes on your pants and flexes, but no.
I didn't have any such thought, but now that you say it, I can picture that. That would be weird.
Yeah, what would that be? How would it flex?
Oh,
maybe it's got flecks of gold on it. A flex belt.
Oh. Okay, a gold flex belt.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, but it's not.
No.
It is a device that electrocutes you into health.
Yeah, that's a good way to sum it up. So it zaps you, and that makes you have firmer, more toned abs.
Or so the claim goes. You put it on, you put it around your belly, like you say, it zaps, and then that makes your muscles contract is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like you're taking a sudden breath of air involuntarily.
Because when you say to yourself, self, your ab should flex, your brain sends electrical signals down to your abdominal muscles, and they flex. Ooh, I just did it.
But why leave out the middleman when your brain can send those thoughts to your hand, which can send the thought to the device, which can send the thought to your muscle.
For a good, 20 to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Depending on your settings. So you picked up one of these flex belts.
Yes, I did.
And this is a particular brand name product by Slendertone.
Slendertone. Yeah, I saw an ad for it. I can't remember where now, but yeah, I saw an internet ad for it. It said that there was a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Hey.
So if we didn't like it, we could send it back. And if we did like it, then great.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, I can
win-win.
Yeah.
You
it was expensive, though. It was $200. So I was like, okay, I can front $200 if I can get it back if I don't like this thing.
But and with shipping and everything, it was like $218.
Yeah. And I know that I also bought... Oh, you know what? I don't think that $18 was shipping. I think the shipping was free.
It was tax?
No, I had to buy an extra set of gel pads for you so you didn't have to use my old gross gel pads.
That was very considerate of you.
Well, you know. I
would have used your ugly gross gel pads, and that would have saved me the trouble of removing those gel pads.
Oh my God, it's so gross. So you guys, once you get this thing in the mail, you have to kind of set it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to charge.
Some assembly required.
You have to plug in the handheld device that controls the belt.
Yeah.
So you have to charge that up. And then you have to take these disgusting gel pads, take off the backs of them. So,
the charging takes 3 hours. So you unplug this thing from the belt and then you plug it into the wall. So it's doing its thing, getting fully charged. As Carrie's saying, there's like this, the baggie is sticky on the inside. So it's a sealed bag. You open it up and... just there's no way to get the pads out of there without touching the goopy sides of the bag. And, there's just this adhesive goop everywhere.
Just everywhere. And it's so gross. And I don't know what exactly it feels like. It feels like...
It's like it should be a food item or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Some weird goopy food item.
But it's that weird sticky where like it's sticky, but then it kind of goes away if you rub it, but then it comes back and you're like, what is this?
Yeah. Is there a film there or isn't there? Is it all in my head? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But definitely when you're fishing it out of that bag the first time, you are covered in goop.
Oh, yeah. For
your
sure.
Your fingers are slick and gross. And then all the pads are clumped together and they have these... plastic covers on them that you have to peel off.
Right.
Which is a little difficult.
To expose the adhesive.
Right. And so you peel off one side and then you adhere that to the belt.
Yep.
So there's a big fat square one. I'd say it's about 5 inches square.
Mm-hmm.
You put that on the little metal nub in the middle of the belt, the side that goes against your stomach. And then there are two that are kind of like lozenge shaped.
Yeah.
Ovals.
Yeah, like a pill.
They're smaller. And then you put those on either side. There's variable... places you can put them. There's little indicators of where to put them. So for very small, thin-waisted people who don't need this to begin with, you just put it in the middle section. Then they have adjustments for fatter people like me.
No, wait. Oh, you mean the middle section as in the smallest one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so I used the
smallest one. You used the smallest one. I had to, because it said the recommended waist size. And so I was definitely in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Category.
I must have looked at that then. So people who haven't seen us, who just hear our voices, neither of us are overweight, chubby people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
we're normal looking.
Yeah. But also neither of us are like ripped.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So this seemed like a good thing for us to test.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I want rock hard abs. Yeah. With little or no effort. I don't want rock hard
abs, actually. But, you know, a flat stomach. Who doesn't want that?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sounds nice. So this thing has like it has 10 settings on it.
Yeah. 10 programs.
Yes.
And so these have various schedules of how long it runs, I guess the intensity isn't necessarily built into the program, but the pattern in which it zaps you.
Right. So maybe on level 2, maybe it's just like biz, 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 biz for 2 minutes. But then once you get to level 5, it's going like biz, 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 buzz.
And the idea is that, yeah, you work your way up through these programs up to program 10. Well, actually, the last two are...
Yeah, the last two are like little quickies.
So really, it's like 1 through 8, I think, are the main programs. Right.
And 7 is the most intense one, and 8 is the longest one.
I think it's one of the 40-minute ones. But yet, 7 is the most unpredictable.
Okay.
And that you'll just be sitting there, and all of a sudden it'll be like, zap, 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 zap. And you'll be like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then it'll stop, and then it'll be like, zap. And you're like, ah. Depending on the other intensity setting. I know you were all disappointed. Like, this doesn't go to 11.
Uh-huh.
Well.
It goes to 150.
Exactly. Yeah, so you like crank up the intensity. Once you've chosen your program, you say like, how much current do I want placed onto my belly? You start just hitting the little buttons, and they're different for the right and left side. Just
right.
In case for some... No, yeah. Right and left.
Correct.
So let's say for some odd reason you wanted it to be a little heavier on the right-hand side.
I actually ended up doing that.
Did you? By accident or on purpose?
No, on purpose.
Oh, to correct.
I found that like one side would hurt a little more than the other. Maybe hurt's not the right word, but one would feel more uncomfortable than the other.
I would just worry that I'd end up like that guy in the, oh my goodness, M. Night Shyamalan has made some horrible films. He started out great. Did you see Lady in the Water?
No.
Nobody see this film. I'm just going to tell you about the part you need to know about, and then it's so horrible.
Okay.
But there's this one guy who always works out just the right arm.
Oh, okay.
One arm. And so he's got like this super muscular arm.
Right.
And then this really like minuscule 97-pound winkling one on the other
right side.
Somehow it comes in handy at the very end to this really ridiculous plot.
Okay.
Anyways.
In
so
handy and armdy.
Right. And so I would worry that somehow if I'm using a greater setting on one side that I'm going to end up lopsided.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I had the thought, but then I thought, well, if it's uncomfortable.
It's worth it for the comfort.
Oh, well.
Okay. So, well, there you go. So you've got the option. But yeah, you sail up through these settings. And so for me, I would always be trying to keep my thumb right in the middle so I could hit both buttons at once. But then they'd get slightly off kilter and it'd be like, oh, this one says 67. Yeah. This one says 68. So then I'd have to go adjust this one and then try to press them both. And
yeah. Totally a common occurrence.
Yes. Yeah. That happened to me a lot.
That happened to me a few times too.
And you get up through maybe like 15 and you don't really feel anything.
Yeah. So the first time I did it, I was like, okay, I'll start out at 1. And then like it barely like you feel it tingly basically on
maybe.
Your skin.
Yeah,
at most. And so I was so like tentatively moving it up for a while the first time. And then I got to like 40 or something and I was like, this still isn't much. And then I was like, let's try cranking this to like 90. And then I was like, okay.
Now we're doing something. Yeah, definitely. I'd say the difference between 70 and 90 is like when you're like feeling it. Like, oh, okay, now we're doing something.
Right.
Work is happening.
And your muscles do contract. And without you, you know, which is a weird sensation.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my stomach's doing a sit-up, but I'm typing.
Yeah, because again, usually it's your brain sending these signals and using your internal energy to activate the muscle. But in this case, no, it's coming from without. And I remember I was really surprised the first time that I actually just looked down and I saw my stomach just kind of like stretching inward.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like being pulled into the belt when it would zap me. I'm like, whoa. So it's doing something.
For sure.
No question.
Yeah. The actual movement could not conceivably be placebo effect unless we are both very mentally ill.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We won't rule that out, but
sure. We'll let the listeners decide.
Clearly looked like it was doing something.
Okay. So Ross.
Yeah.
We wanted to know a lot of things about this device. We wanted to test it ourselves, but like always, we wanted to read up on the research as
sure.
well.
Yeah.
it was very hard to find any research. So if you go to the FlexBelt site, theflexbelt.com, first of all, even on the Google results, it's the first thing it tells you is this is FDA cleared.
Approved, yeah.
Yeah, for toning and tightening.
And they're very clearly proud of that, that, you know, there are other belts out there that are not FDA approved and they are not as, you know, spiffy as ours.
Right.
For whatever reason. So, yeah, you get to the webpage. Immediately, you've got a picture of Denise Richards.
Sure. Beautiful
who's
woman.
Known for being beautiful and slim. All uh-huh. I think before the Flex Belt was invented, she was also beautiful and
sure,
slim.
Sure. But, you know, there she is. She says that improves her maintenance, then great.
Wearing one. There are other
and
two.
And then
two
that
other...
woman is famous too. I forget who
she
is.
Yeah, she looks familiar.
Pointing at a woman.
Yeah. to Denise Richards' left. So there's two other beautiful women flanking her. And then there's a beautiful man kind of in the background, like, I am also here and I also have toned and tightened
right.
abs.
Perhaps you are a man and also looking at this. So I am here. It is unlikely, but here I am.
Or maybe you're the sort of man who's motivated by seeing what you could look like.
Oh,
this is what
sure.
you could look like. You could look like me.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's the point. I just mean, I think the majority of their purchasers are female, accounting for this being three women.
Oh, interesting. So you think that women are the ones who'd be drawn here? Because it's just something with the typography and the coloring makes it feel
you're
like
right.
this is a very male
no,
design.
You're right. It does look that way.
And
but
I saw the women as maybe eye candy for the men.
Oh. So
I don't know.
Oh, huh. Well,
okay. We're divided
I would think it was the other way. I just think in general, these things tend to be bought more by women, but what am I basing that on? Nothing.
They throw in some extra words here when you get to the site. They say that it will tone, tighten, firm, and
strengthen
your abs.
Your abs. It's FDA cleared for toning, strengthening, and firming abdominal muscles. It is a medical grade for men and women, and it's clinically demonstrated to have results you can see and feel in just weeks. Wow!
Woohoo!
So we were like, okay, so where's the studies about this? And there's a section called The Science.
The Science. So they tell you that it's a patented EMS muscle stimulation technology. So EMS is the term, mm-hmm. The general term for these types of belts, electrical muscle stimulation. And then when we were trying to find papers on this, more on that later, they were also using the term neuromuscular electrical stimulation, NMES.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great gaming system.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, we'll stick with EMS, not to be confused with emergency medical services.
Please don't.
Don't do that.
If you call the Flex Belt and you're like, I'm having a seizure, they probably won't be much help.
Oh, I like this. I clicked off the website for a second and I came back and a banner has popped up with Denise Richards again and that other famous woman and the guy. And it says, wait, don't go. The Flex Belt works. And then instead of the regular price, $200. Oh, Carrie, you could have gotten yours today for $150.
If I had clicked away, I could have saved $50.
You were way too focused. Just a momentary distraction, and you could have saved 25% off.
It's okay. I feel okay about the whole situation. We'll hear at the end why.
Okay.
The section on clinical trials says the Flex Belt has been clinically demonstrated to deliver effective results. A 6-week clinical study showed that 100% of users said their abs felt more toned and firm, and 92.3% of users felt the firmness of their abdominal muscles increased.
Hey.
So, but also, why are those different? 100% said their abs felt more firm, but only 92.3% felt that the firmness of their abs increased.
That's totally like one of those situations where the way you phrase the question
yeah.
changes your results. Yeah, I don't think that helps their case to say it that
no.
way.
No. I emailed the people at Slendertone and I was like, hey, you know, this is really interesting. So many of these products aren't even tested, but you have specific numbers on your site.
Right.
Can you show me the study or studies that support that? And they wrote back and they were like, thank you for contacting us. That's all proprietary. If you want to contact the FDA, feel free. Here's our FDA clearance number. I was like, what? The studies themselves are proprietary, but the results aren't?
Right.
What?
Yeah. So Carrie being Carrie, she immediately went to the FDA.
Oh, yes, I did.
And she filed a Freedom of Information Act request.
Yep. You don't tell me that you are registered with a government agency that is obligated to share your information with me and leave it at that. I am going to call them, and I have submitted a lot of FOIAs. Thank you. Is not a problem. I submitted one to the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, said, hey, I do this podcast, blah, 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 we want to know any information they gave you to prove their claims.
Yeah. Yeah. So Carrie started the request process, which means that they get to take a long time. Right. These things can take up to a year.
Yeah, or more.
And so they then have to approve the request, which eventually they did.
Yeah, they did. And actually quicker than I usually get a response. They called back 2 months later, something like that. Okay. That's pretty quick. And yeah, they were like, oh, we want to get you this. It was kind of funny. They said, we just want to clarify, though, because when we shared your initial request with Slendertone, they said that their interpretation was just that you were asking us whether they're cleared with the FDA.
No.
And I was like, no. And she said, yeah, that's not how I read your request. You said here, you know, all documents pertaining to blah, 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 blah. So I assumed you wanted that. And I was like, yep.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So, but anyway, she said, no problem. But the company involved, like, gets to redact information, like, that might give away.
Trade secrets.
Trade secrets, personal information. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's still in that process. Slendertone still it's the ball's still in their court.
Okay.
So hopefully, on a later episode, we'll get to update you with
what's documentation. Up. In the meantime, I was busy doing, like, just Google searches, trying to see if I could find reviews, maybe comparisons. And everything I found that talked about the Flex Belt, eventually, like, I found out was, like, funded by them or supported by them. Somehow they had, like, an influence on it. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like I couldn't access anything about this that didn't have their
everything is marketing information.
Yeah, yeah, right. So, like, I found this YouTube video, and there was this guy, and he had the ripped abs, and he said, now I'm going to be honest with you, you know, I'm already fit, but I know a lot about working out and getting abs. And so I used the belt, and I was skeptical, but then, you know, I realized, you know what, this actually is really helpful. So he's talking about it. I was like, okay, I'm listening to him. And then at the end of the video, he's like, and now for 25% discount code, you can use the blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, whoa, what just happened here?
Yeah.
And it seemed like everywhere I'd go, I'd run into that.
And it was a discount code specifically made for him and his viewers, right?
Yeah, for FlexBelt.
So that means he's been in contact with FlexBelt. He said, I'm going to do this thing. And we are dangerously close to that, but have been able to avoid it. So when I submitted the FOIA request and they forwarded it to Slendertone, Slendertone then sent me 2 free Flex Belts for you and me.
Yeah, so it seems like they are abundantly ready and willing to, you know, put them out there and send them to people to get them to review it and say things about, hopefully positive things about the Flex Belt.
Right.
And yeah, what did they say when they sent them to you?
So it says, hi, Carrie. Thanks for contacting the FDA regarding the Flex Belt. Hopefully you have received the information you requested. Enclosed, please find 2 complimentary Flex Belts so that you and your partner, Ross, can actually give an informed report before publishing your post about it. We know our product is the real deal, and we are proud of it, ... Please watch the Getting Started video so that you use the Flex Belt properly, ... And don't be afraid to push the intensity level up so that you get a good workout. Should you want additional gel pads, please contact our customer service department, and we will send them to you complimentary. Kindest regards, marketing department. What they didn't realize, though, because they didn't go and check my name in the system, I guess, is that we had already purchased a Flex Belt
and been using it for like 40 days. Yeah.
And we had decided to
send it back for a refund.
Right. So you had sent off the return one like 3 days before. And then I get this package in the mail from Slendertone. And I was like, what? Did they accidentally? Oh, no. They must have mixed up our refund with an order. Yeah. Oh, God, this is going to be such chaos. And then I opened it up and I was like, oh, it's good to see it. But okay.
So they got the FOIA request. They saw that you were part of a podcast. They looked it up and they said, we're going to send them to either, you know, because we're proud of our product. Well, clearly they are. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just because they wanted us maybe to feel a little indebted. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe both.
But then they weren't.
Maybe just in the interest of science.
I guess it was a different department than the returns department.
Right.
Yeah. So we got another 2 now that we have.
Yeah. So, but we were excited because now we can put them on.
Yeah.
While on the air. Shall we go ahead?
Let's do it. Let's put on our Flex Belts. I got mine over here. I've reset up my sticky gel pads and washed my hands.
Okay. Well, now you're going to remove the other backs off the gel pads and get your hands all sticky again.
Yeah, so every time when you've done using it, you put back on these little plastic covers to cover the sticky part.
We're removing those now, so you may hear a little bit of shuffling.
Now you have to peel them off, which is always kind of tricky because then it wants to pull up the entire pad. So you just
have to hold it down.
Slowly start. Yeah, or get your fingers there on the goopy stuff. Now I have belly hair, but that that is not a problem.
I don't.
Except when I take it off later, then I feel that stickiness.
Okay. So I turned mine on. So what? Which one should we do, Ross? And
they want you to put it on firmly. So it is, you know, hugging you about as tightly as is comfortable.
And so that you feel it disgustingly against your flesh.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it's cool on first application.
Cool. It's sticky and weird.
So you've got the cool, sticky feeling.
And these gel pads are supposed to last for 30 to 60 uses, I believe. And then you have to replace them.
Right. Or you're supposed to replace them.
Well, and you have to because you will start like electrocuting yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mine did it once, I think. I like started to feel like, oh, that electric current is too strong. And then you can wet them and they'll last a little bit longer, but you do eventually have to replace them.
There's this separate little handheld unit that is plugged in, and that was the one that you had previously charged for 3 hours.
Right.
And so if you hold down the start button on the left, it's that slender tone, a BMR. What does BMR stand for again? Oh, biomedical research. That's it.
Oh.
They're the ones who market this.
Wait.
Yeah, it seems like for a while they were marketing it as just the Slendertone ab belt or something like that. There's some different name, and then they came up with Flex Belt.
Yeah.
But it's still built on the same technology. But yeah, the actual handheld thing itself never says Flex Belt. It only says Slendertone. Okay, so I started it. Oh, it's on program one, which is for 20 minutes.
Let's change that.
Yeah, let's go to...
Let's go...
We're old hands at this now.
Five? Because, I mean, it's been, though, for me, it's been weeks since I've done this.
Oh, that's right, because you gave it over to me. No, I'm now a seasoned professional, so let me...
Okay, well, I'll go to whatever you go to. You going to eight?
Sure. Actually, I'll do seven, because that's the unpredictable one.
Okay, I'll go there, too. Hang on.
Slender tone. Okay, so then I've hit the power button, so now I'm hitting the program button on the...
Wait for me.
Okay. So we're going to seven.
Seven.
Oh, and that's a 30-minute program.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, most of these are 30 minutes. Eight is a 40-minute program. Okay. Oh, sorry. I have to cycle back all the way again. Five, six, seven. There we go.
Okay. And so, then I'm going to go up.
Let's dial it up. Okay.
All right. So
I'm trying to hit the middle of these two buttons. Let's see how I do.
I'm just doing it with both thumbs right. Like a pro.
Oh, I see what you're saying here. Okay. 15, at 15, I'm just barely feeling it.
Okay. See, I'm just continually going up. I'm at 47 right now and I can feel it, but it's not contracting. 60, 64. So as you can tell, like it takes a while until you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't feel it. Oh, okay. Now I'd say like at 40. Yeah, okay. Now you're feeling the same, but it's not flexing your abs.
Right.
Yet.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and it's that tickle of electricity, kind of like when you stick your tongue on a 9-volt battery kind of thing.
Never done that.
You have not lived. I just did that recently, demonstrating to my son.
Oh, yeah. See, okay. I'm at 106, and on my, for whatever reason, on my left ab, it feels way stronger.
And it looks like it's...
You know what? I think it's because I ate lunch so recently.
Oh,
and
really?
That's where your stomach and colon are... little left of center.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I'd say 80 is like the threshold where like, okay, it's doing something now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay. 90. Yeah. 90. Then we're starting to like actually feel flexing. Oh boy. Yeah. Carrie looks very uncomfortable.
I'm at 107.
Okay. And okay. I'm at 100 now. Sorry. I'm working my way up.
But it's funny. When I did this before, I got up to like 130 or something, and it was like fine. It didn't bother me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm filling up past. Okay, I'm at 120. Where are you right now?
I'm below you. I'm at 108.
Oh,
my stomach! You just had lunch too. Doesn't this hurt?
No, not particularly.
I think you're not supposed to do this right after eating. I think they said wait an hour. It's been more than an hour.
Oh yeah, totally.
Oh yeah, it's been like.
I kept records.
2 hours.
I kind of worked my way up. I started at like 50, then 80, then 100.
Oh, I'm glad you kept records.
Eventually, I did do the full 150, which was intense.
Oh, yeah. You have a note there. Rough on the belly button.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it was hurting my belly button. Oh, man. Okay. Ow. Ow. All right. 130. Yeah, that's pretty rough right now.
I'm still...
On 7.
I think I'm at 110, but I'm going to leave it here because... My stomach isn't liking it.
I did a few days on 140, but it also depends on which program you're on, too.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, the last day before I sent it back. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
The last day before I sent it back, I did 140 on P8, a program 8, which is a 40-minute program. That was pretty rough, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put myself through it this last day. Oh, I think there's
Oh, you know what? This is probably also because I've had a virus. I've been sick in my stomach.
Oh, that so can't help.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Turn it down. I'm going to go to 100.
All right. I'm going to stay at, where am I? 131, 130. Okay. To see where you're at, you have to like change it.
Yeah.
And so, it's like okay. a radio. So let's get the timing here. Okay. It just turned off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, okay. And then it's zapping me out. So like every 7 seconds it starts, it's okay. still going. Okay. And then it just stopped.
Okay.
But then this is the program setting where occasionally it'll just be like, so who knows what's going to happen.
It's a little surprise package.
But yeah, like it just started again. I'll show you what it does to my belly. I'm sure you've had the same thing. So, all right. I'm just sitting here happy as a clam.
Uh-huh.
Nothing's happening. And then Carrie's going to see what happens when it turns on. Okay, here goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not doing anything voluntarily. I mean, like, you do start to anticipate it, and then you kind of want to lean into the curve, essentially. Like, you start kind of flexing just to protect yourself, I guess.
Yeah, to take off that edge of the first bit of,
right.
of pulling. Nothing happened. There we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see a little bit. Whoa. Okay, now it's doing the crazy, like, zap.
Yeah.
Zap.
Yep. Oh.
Zap.
This is the least comfortable time I've done it.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife was saying that I sound like a woman in labor when I'm using this thing. She's like, because like I'd be sitting there going like, and
that's funny.
So I'd start using my Lamaze techniques, you know.
Oh, sure.
You know, what's really convenient is that there's a little like carrying pouch so you can.
You're right. I never even noticed that. I've just been letting it hang.
Oh, no. Yeah. You can put the little control unit into
this. You know, now I love it. Now I give it a 10 on everything.
And what I love is that they say you can wear it under your clothing.
Yeah. It's totally inconspicuous. And, absolutely.
And even wear it to work, they were saying. And so
I'm going
to
pull down my shirt over it and you tell me if you can see it.
Yeah.
Totally normal, right?
So, well, it has the same effect that it did on me. And when they said that, I was like, okay, that's a challenge. I have to wear it to work now. So I kept forgetting. And then finally, like on the last day, I was like, oh, that's it. I need to wear this. And so I brought it to work and I put it on under my shirt. And my next door neighbor, Chris, he came in and he was talking to me about something. And it was zapping me while he was talking to me. And so I was trying not to show it too much. And so we had our conversation and he left. And I came by later and I said, hey, did you notice anything different about me? And he says, oh, I don't know. You're always changing things.
He's right. I look pregnant from the side.
Yeah. Okay. You look chubbier. Yeah. Let's say it that way.
I think pregnant even because it's down there.
Oh, you're right. Actually, you look like you could be pregnant. Starting on your way to carrying a little bundle of joy. Right.
Right. Early second trimester, let's say.
And so he looked at me then. He's like, and he wasn't picking up on it. I said, around my midsection. He's like, oh. And he didn't want to say anything. I was like, I'm wearing this belt. He's like, okay, because yeah, you do look a little chubbier.
Right.
And so he took a picture of me. I just look like I put on maybe
like you put on like 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very suddenly.
So yeah, I guess you could get away with it at work, but you would look chubbier if you have close-fitting clothing.
Right. I guess you could wear it under like a dress.
Yeah, if you wear like muumuus to work, no one will know.
If you work in Hawaii, this is for you.
I would have felt uncomfortable wearing it to a meeting.
For sure.
There's very few things that make me uncomfortable.
Sure.
I think I would hesitate.
Feel uncomfortable if everyone knew, but yeah, if I were just wearing this.
But for you, the listener, I'm going to say don't wear it to work. Whoa. Probably, oh, now it's doing
Yeah, now it's doing zap. The more frequent.
Yeah, really intense, quick zaps.
Oh, see, now this doesn't feel as intense though to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just it's very quick. It does startle you a little bit.
It does. Yeah, I think that's it. It's the unintended slap.
Yep.
So yeah, I took notes as I was doing this. I was also measuring my waist as I made my progress, and my waist measurement fluctuated depending on how much I'd eaten or whatever.
Sure.
And
in an ordinary way.
And I made a point just to let my gut out each time, you know, just so it wouldn't be like various stages of Ross kind of naturally flexing, which I think I just naturally do, like kind of hold it in a bit. It didn't make a difference over the 19 days of use, but they're also not claiming on the website or in the literature that it will reduce your waistline.
Which is interesting, because then we looked up some studies, and our research team also looked up some studies for us. Our volunteer research team. Hi, guys!
Thank you, volunteer research team, especially Don and Ian.
They looked it up and sent us some studies, and the ones that at least we could find did indicate that there was some waist inch loss.
Yeah, but I guess for whatever reason, the FDA does not allow people to make that claim for EMS devices.
Mm-hmm.
There was one study, and it showed that the people who'd use it had lost
3.5 centimeters.
Yeah,
on average.
That's quite a bit of reduction there.
But let's talk about these studies.
Yes.
I found the methodology a little
suspect.
Less than perfect. Yeah. So they would divide people into two groups. So I believe they had 21 members of each group.
Mm-hmm.
21 people who had the flex belt, 21 people who didn't, the control group. So the people who had the flex belt obviously knew they had it.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in the control group obviously knew they didn't.
Not blinded.
So not even single blinded.
Right.
Yeah. So then the people who had the belt used it for a certain amount of time, and the other people did nothing at all.
They're like, you, be a couch potato.
Right. So, and then they compared the two groups. And they both were supposed to do no other forms of exercise.
Right, which is interesting as well.
Now, they paid $100 to every person who wore the belt to encourage them to keep up with the activity.
Uh-huh.
And then didn't give anything to the people in the control group, which already is not a good idea.
It's,
the whole idea is to treat both groups the same.
Introducing another variable.
Right. And this is important because there's an actual
effect.
People will give positive results just because they want to please their researcher.
Right.
And even they might not even know they're doing it. You know, we do it with our doctors too. You know, your doctor gives you antibiotics and you're like, I think I feel better. Yeah, no, I do. I feel better. Because, you know, you're like, this guy's trying to help me out.
It's
an
interpersonal thing.
Thinking.
Right. And you want to give them what they want to hear to some extent. It's just a human response.
Right.
So that could definitely be at play.
And then it doesn't help if someone gives you $100.
Did they also give them free flex belts, did you say?
Yeah. Well, they gave both groups free belts at
the
end of the study. I'm not sure if they were flex belt in particular.
They're very generous with these $200 flex belts.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one that they're citing with the name of the researcher on the website.
Okay.
And this was done in 2005. And yeah, it was using the SlenderTone flex belt.
So the group that was wearing the belts,
mm-hmm.
they did report all these positive changes. They felt stronger. They performed better on abdominal strength tests.
Yeah, they had various curl up tests and other resistance tests. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, and so they had all these very glowing numbers.
And then the reduction in waist size. But here's the thing. When you don't blind,
mm-hmm.
you have problems,
right.
especially on things that you can control without even meaning to control. So if you are expecting that this belt helped you out, then maybe you just have a little extra energy to do some more sit-ups.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're like, yeah, look at my abs, and you suck in a little without even thinking about it.
If you did 20 sit-ups before and now you can eke out 22.
Right. Now all of a sudden you're a positive result.
That's a 10% increase all of a sudden.
Right. And the claim being made is that like 85% of the people with the flex belt improved in certain categories. Well, that still could just mean 85% of them, as you say, eked out one more sit-up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, without quantifying exactly what we're talking about, you really don't know if that's impressive.
Yeah, take it with a grain of salt.
Could be legit. I don't know.
There's a manual, a very detailed manual that comes with a flex belt. They're saying very clearly that this is not guaranteed to reduce your waist size, and also you should be doing exercise in conjunction with using the flex belt.
Sure.
Okay, fine. That's great, but
how will I tell what's doing what?
Exactly. And so it's interesting because it's not a sufficient condition for getting toned abs.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even sound like it's a necessary condition because people do it without the flex belt.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this getting you?
Yeah, but if it just aided,
then
fine.
So, okay, so if it aids your efforts,
right.
If it's kind of the cherry on top, that's interesting.
And what do you think? What did you feel about your belly before and after?
If I went through the full program, I would feel afterwards like a little tender around
mm-hmm.
the abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would try to do like actual sit-ups,
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel at all impoverished. Like,
uh-huh.
oh man, I feel like I've already done a workout. It'd just be like,
right.
oh, I'm starting from scratch.
Which tells you that your muscles at least weren't being worked in the same way.
In the same way as a crunch would.
Right.
Which I think is telling. There's a lot of variables here, a lot of questions that I have. First of all, is it getting the whole network of muscles that I would need
mm-hmm.
To actually condition the muscle. And that was kind of the main concern that my doctor had. I went to see my doctor and asked him about it. Like, hey, what do you think about these things? And he kind of chuckled a little bit and said, all right, well, I mean, you'd really have to be covering a lot of area on your body to really get all the muscles involved in strengthening your abdominal muscles. And he was indicating kind of more vertically than the belt is oriented.
Which you already can't do because you're not supposed to put it over a major organ.
Oh, yeah. By the way, people with pacemakers, mm-hmm. not for you.
People who are pregnant or who might become pregnant or have been pregnant in the last 3 months.
Yeah, various contraindications mm-hmm. for using the flex belt to begin with. So read carefully if you're going to use this thing.
I would be surprised, though, if a person with a pacemaker was like, yeah, that sounds fine.
Yeah, you think...
I can't stand near microwaves, but I can put this on.
Right. You think by now they would know to stay away from lots of things involving electricity. Mm-hmm. But also... So how deep is this going? Because
how deep is this going?
Is that a song?
How deep is your love?
Oh, okay. Mm. You know, is it only addressing superficial muscles or is it getting, you know, to deeper ones? That's another question that I would have. And then also actual muscle building work involves damaging your muscles. And then the muscle building process is the repair process. Mm-hmm. And so this may be stimulating those muscles and causing them to contract, but is it actually doing that kind of same workload on the muscles that weightlifting will do?
Right. And I mean, one of the reasons that you get all buff is because your muscles are puffy. They've been working and they're repairing themselves and they're puffy.
Right. And you're getting all these extra layers of reestablished connections mm-hmm. between the muscles. Is this doing that?
Yeah.
Is it enough that it's just kind of toning them and then you do the exercise on top of that? So again, I just feel like you can get the desired results without this. So is it worth $200? I don't know.
I knew what people were talking about when they said they felt more toned or they felt stronger. I felt that. I couldn't tell where that feeling was coming from.
And again, the phrasing of the question, if they had asked me like, do you feel that the flex belt did something to you? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, I'd be part of that 100% because sure. Clearly it's doing something.
That's not what it asked.
No, but I'm just saying like, that's the importance of wording. Like
if
they had asked, you know, is it doing something to you? Well, yeah, sure. It certainly is. No
but question. But 100% of people said that it increased their... abdominal.
The feeling of abdominal like tightness.
Toning.
And, toning. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do kind of sense that. So I don't know though where that's coming from. Like, I don't know if that's psychological. One of the things I wonder is if it's just activating these superficial muscles kind of on the top of my abdomen. And then, so it feels like a little harder to the touch right after because those muscles are like a little puffy or hard or whatever. But I would think that effect probably goes away pretty fast.
Right. Oh, yeah. And let's not forget, you've got those two side pads. So they're also getting the oblique muscles there.
With most of the stuff that we test out, by the end of it, we're like, this really doesn't seem to hold up. I would say this is closer to this seems legit than a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, I definitely can't say like, oh, there's nothing to this.
Right.
Something's happening. It's hard to characterize what it is and how essential it is to the process of muscle building and waist slimming.
I am, though, reminded of the Lord Jesus Christ when he said, if you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. That is how I feel about my review of Slender Tone. Jesus will spit this review out of his mouth. It is lukewarm.
I'll be willing to kind of go along with something if I feel it's a good motivator to help you do something else.
Uh-huh.
If it would help you to wear this thing and kind of have this routine where you're sitting around and it's making your muscles flex, if this would then make you think, you know what, I got to do those extra crunches or pull-ups or whatever. Maybe. Sure. Then
I mean, and that's one of the claims that was made in one of those studies was that this might just make you become a more active person. Seems like a stretch to me, but it's possible.
So depending on, you and how you're motivated, maybe this would. Yeah, and seeing pictures of Denise Richards in her flat belly. I don't feel that from wearing this. Like, I don't wear this and immediately feel, you know, I feel like I've done my duty after this. Or like, okay, I just spent time doing this. I want to put it away now and be done.
I'm experiencing this now again. I come to sort of like the sensation, like it's kind of massage-y.
Okay.
I remember when I had to pack it up and give it to you, I was kind of like, kind of would like to do this once more.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, that's so an endorsement. That. You know, I don't dislike it. I would usually end up doing it late at night and be kind of like, oh, that's right. I got to do this thing. Mm-hmm. And then I would find something else I could do while wearing it. So that was like, oh, this is my chance to read. And then I'd feel like I was multitasking.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You do feel that way. And it's not so distracting that you can't do those things too.
Right. Yeah. Depending on how intense you set it.
Sure. So how used to it you are.
A few times, like I did feel a little too much pain I guess, on the right-hand side.
Crunchy crunchies.
It was starting to, like, affect my back as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so, like, all of a sudden, my back would feel a little sore. I was like, okay, well, that's clearly not good. Uh-huh. So I did end up moving that one pad a little closer to the center, and that helped after that. Then I seemed to be fine.
We're still electrocuting ourselves. How far along are we?
Yeah, it's still going. Oh, yeah, so you can check on the time. It's got the running.
Oh, we've got about 5.5 minutes left.
Yeah, 6.5 for me.
Take this with a huge grain of salt, because I'm not a scientist, but it feels like it does a thing that should be labeled a 2, and it's being sort of promoted at level 10.
Right, right.
It's not like it's without basis, but maybe it's being
oversold.
Yeah, oversold.
Yeah, and another issue that had come to mind, is it a healthy or good thing to be zapping yourself?
Yeah, one time I had like a little tiny superficial cut on my belly, and I didn't even see it. I didn't even know it was there. And then I put this on, and oh my God, it was like I stuck my finger in a light socket. It was,
oh my God,
it hurts so bad. And I immediately, I mean, as a reflex, like pulled the belt off of myself. Like
really?
That's how extreme it was. Yeah. I was like, what happened? What happened? I look at my belly, and there's just like the tiniest, you know, like I walked by a wall and scraped it or something.
Oh my
you know, it was
goodness.
Like something you would never notice. So you have to be completely intact to use this thing.
This kind of makes me want to scratch myself to try that.
You could.
Okay. Oh, I'll wait for this one to finish and then I'll try that.
And then you'll injure yourself.
Intentionally. This one, we do that for the IIG all the time where someone will claim like, oh yeah, well I can heal minor cuts. And like immediately like six of us are like, I'll cut myself. I don't know what's wrong with us or what that says about us. Oh, well, another thing, what we haven't mentioned, which is a major distinction to be made here, is that EMS is different from TENS.
Right.
TENS, which is
transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation.
There it is. So that is used for pain management, and it's a very similar
concept.
Yeah, you're applying pads to your body, and they're targeting nerves specifically.
Right.
And I guess the idea is to increase the bandwidth of that nerve and how much it can handle, and then the whatever the pain signal was before now will not register as highly as it did.
Right.
And so that's used legitimately by therapists.
Oh, yeah.
And also the electrical stimulation can be used by physical therapists for people who have had atrophy in their muscles or like they've had an injury. And so even this kind of EMS type technology can be used legitimately for helping kind of recondition muscles that need to be gently brought back into function.
So this might be doing like the same level of work where it's just like boosting your muscle ever so slightly. But if you're a fully healthy person who's regularly moving your body around, whether that changes as much is left to be seen.
Let's see. And so they tell us with the different settings exactly how much power they are applying to us. At the beginner level for 20 minutes, they're applying 14 microcoulombs.
Oh, okay.
Am I saying that right?
Oh, I have no idea.
I assume I'm saying that correctly.
Microcoulombs?
But someone will tell
Maybe
us.
Maybe it's microculots, like those long shorts.
Let's see. Yeah, C-O-U-L-O-M-B. Whoa, whoa, it's zapping me fast now. Sorry. And then it uses like the little mu symbol in the Greek alphabet and a big C.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm not going to look it up. I'm just going to throw it out there. And then it works its way up. So by the advanced level, program 3, then you're at 16, and then at 4, you're expert now.
Wow.
And you're 18 microcoulombs. And then at pro, you're 19. And at pro number 2, you're 21.
Wait, but what does pro, what are these?
Those are the programs. So 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
four,
I see. Okay.
Five,
so
six.
I'm at.
So we're at ab power right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at number 7. So we're past pro number 2 and we're on to ab power.
So how many culottes are we getting?
22.
22 culottes.
That is what we're on right now. And that is the highest it goes.
Okay.
And then when you go to 8, that's endurance. And that's the 40-minute one.
Right.
Drops way back down to 14 microcoulombs. So it's, that explains why I could do like the 150 on 8 and it wouldn't kill me.
Uh-huh.
What's the most intense thing I did? Oh, yours is making the noise, which means it's done. It sounds like the microwave just finished.
Does. All right, I did it, folks. And we have before and after pictures of before we started the flex belt and after we finished it.
And good luck telling the difference.
Yeah, well, you thought my before one was my after one.
Yeah, that's true. If I had had to venture a guess.
Right. Yeah, I think I looked more or less the same. But also, since we were sharing one and since we needed to make sure we would be done within that 60-day window in case we wanted to return it, we both only got to do it for around a month.
Four, three. Okay, you can all hear it finish now. Ready? And? It's a Mexican hat dance. Yep. I like it. I once fell asleep with it on, and I woke up the next morning and
feeling gross. Yeah, I bet. You are supposed to start seeing results around 2 weeks, so that's a fair test and everything. Yeah. But I'm throwing that out there as a caveat.
Yeah. Right, totally. Now I get to take this thing off. I'm gonna cut myself.
Oh right. Oh, I can't wait for you to self-injure. While you're getting ready to injure yourself, I just want to talk about a couple exciting things.
Yeah, there's definitely some material left on my belly and it's gross. Okay, continue. Tell them about exciting things.
Okay, so exciting thing number one, Max Fun Drive was amazing, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We got so many new members and upgrading members. Our original goal was to have 2,000 newer upgrading members in our two-week run. So then we blew past 4,000, and then we were like, Jesus, okay. So then we made a new goal of 6,000 new.
Right. And for 4,000, we'd already said we'd make two more bonus episodes this year.
Right.
For those of you who are Maximum Fun donors.
And then for 6,000, we said, okay, we will all switch shows if you get to 6,000. Everyone will host someone else's show.
So someone else gets to be Ross and Carrie.
Well, hold on.
Good luck.
So we didn't get to 6,000, but Jesse Thorne, our benevolent overlord, he said, okay, if we get to 5,700, we'll still reward you all with the magnificent Freaky Friday swap.
Uh-huh.
And we did. We got past 5,700.
Yay.
Yay. So I don't even know who's going to be hosting the show, but someone's going to host our show. We're going to host another show. It's going to be awesome.
Is this sanitary to cut myself like with just a
pocket knife? Oh, God, I don't know. Are you really going
to
do that?
I was trying to scrape myself with my nail and it wasn't cutting enough.
Oh, my God, I don't want you to cut yourself with a pocket knife.
Well, I don't know. How else am I going to do this?
Well, are you going to kind of shave it with it? If you do like this, I guess that
yeah,
might be
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just, you okay. know, superficial thing.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, I'm watching Ross cut himself. Okay, so here's the other things I wanted to tell you guys. There was a live...
Oh, I'm bleeding.
Oh, you did
okay.
it.
All right.
You did it.
All right.
Did that hurt?
No.
Okay, good.
No, just, you know, what you would expect.
Okay. At the end of Max Fun Drive, we had one of the most fun parties we've ever gone to, right? Yep. It was a live Jordan Jesse Go show. Ross and I were guests. So if you want to hear that, be sure to go download Jordan Jesse Go. Last thing. I was just on Judge John Hodgman.
Oh, yeah. So
if you don't know about Judge John Hodgman, it's hosted by the great John Hodgman, the author and Daily Show correspondent. And he has people in who are having some sort of dispute. And just like Judge Judy, he tells them what to do. But they're not the same kind of disputes. They're not like lawsuit disputes. They're things like, I want my boyfriend to go with me to a psychic and he won't do it because he doesn't believe in psychics. That was my case. So I got to come on and be an expert. It was so fun. It was one of the best guesting experiences I've ever had. So everyone should go listen to it. It's the episode's called Habeas Spiritus.
Wait, Carrie, I want to know more about John Hodgman.
You do? Well, here he is.
Do you think it's okay to finish someone else's food? Do you have a fight with your friend over whether or not he should wear his Phillies garb to a Colorado Rockies game? Does your wife want to keep a chamber pot in her art studio? If so, please do not write in to Judge John Hodgman. I heard all those cases already. Judge John Hodgman is the show where I, John Hodgman, adjudicate disputes between real people calling in over the internet, and I tell them who is right and who is wrong over such important issues as, is a machine gun a robot, and is it okay to go through the garbage at the Canadian House of Pizza and Garbage? Bailiff Jesse Thorne rounds out the cast for a fun-filled podcast of judgment and justice. Kind of two of the same thing, actually. Judge John Hodgman... Take a listen, if you do not mind. I order it. Come visit the courtroom. It is open to all and located at MaximumFun.org.
So, yeah, go check that out. All right, so Ross, you have injured yourself.
I have broken skin.
And
I've bled.
Now you are... Do you want me to take a picture as you do that? Preparing to electrocute yourself through your own wounds.
All right, so I'm going to see if I can replicate Carrie's extreme pain.
Okay, here we go.
Using the flex belt while I have a cut on my abdomen. Okay. I'm not going to go with program 7. Let's go to 1.
Good call.
Go for 14 microcoulombs. Start dialing up. Yeah. I don't feel anything anywhere else, but okay. I do right on that spot.
All right.
And I'm up to 15. It's getting more intense. It is really targeting that wound.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's like a little pain prick. And this is only 20. I don't feel anything else anywhere else.
And you're on level 1?
Yeah.
So I was on, like, level 7 at, you know, 90-something, I think.
Okay, 30. It's, like, now, like, kind of a definitely a focused pain on that spot. Let's go up. Ow. Yeah, I don't like it. 40. Okay, no, not cool. Yeah, yeah, this is definitely, it's not white hot yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm past 50 now. All right, going up to 60. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Ow. 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 It hurts. And yeah, I'm just feeling it, like, right there.
And we should also say, they do say not to wear this over our wounds, so we're not criticizing them
here. Ow, 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 okay. All right. All right. Wait, let's just do 100 for good measure.
Oh, God.
And, all right. Okay, yeah. Ow. Oh, that hurts. Yeah, don't do that. Don't wear it over a wound.
Yeah, pretty bad, huh?
Turning it off.
I took some pictures of you while you did that. So those will all be on Facebook.com/onrack.
Excellent. Yeah, you can see all kinds of photos of us wearing various levels of dress and this ab belt.
Absolutely.
Thank you to the Flex Belt folks.
Yeah, thanks for sending it.
For sending us.
Now we've got free belts.
I'll use it.
Yeah, I'll use it too. Like I said, I like it. It's a little massage.
We'll give you an update. We'll keep using this to extend the period.
Right.
And then maybe I'll start doing some legitimate exercise because I do need to...
Sure.
Firm up a bit anyway.
Oh.
And see if I can compare it.
Yeah. So, Ross.
Carrie.
Woo! You do! What would you give the Flex Belt on a pseudoscience rating?
Pseudoscience.
Where one is something not at all pseudoscientific, so something very scientific.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow? Evolution by natural selection.
Is a one. Okay.
That's a one. And then 10 is something very pseudoscientific. So the opposite. Like that we're all made of goat sperm.
Oh, okay. That's a 10.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous,
a 10.
Too.
Yeah.
This is tough to rate on a scale.
Yeah, it is. And yet, this is probably the most important rating of them all in this case.
Right. It registers because there's a lot of unanswered questions. Like you said before, I feel like the actual efficacy of what this can do is somehow being overstated.
Uh-huh.
There is some effect, but I feel it's just kind of marginal.
Right. This is definitely not just like a big scam.
No, it's not. I'll say 3.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking like 4, but yeah.
Yeah.
Without getting into the pocket trainer value, because that's its own thing. It just seems like, okay, there's something here, but you're selling it sort of as if this is a cure-all almost, even though they do say exercise too. So again, it's a low rating, but it just feels like a little too much.
But then again, when they're saying, oh, exercise too, then you're like, wait, why am I wearing the belt? You don't fault them for that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm kind of okay with that. Because we say diet, but also exercise, I mean, it's just something to add on. I'm okay with that.
And from the stuff we were reading too, there was also a lot of talk about how, if you just apply electricity anywhere, that's not as effective as being very targeted and going specifically for where the nerves connect with the muscles.
And right.
I feel like there's a lot of science to be done here.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there are a lot of studies done, really thousands kind of looking at this area.
Uh-huh.
It's something where evidence could shed light.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
And people are trying to figure it out. Doesn't feel like it's a fully developed science.
Karl Popper, the philosopher of science, he said that
falsifiability
was the most important keynote of science. This makes a claim that it's very clear, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like saying the world is an illusion. I can't test that. Yeah, I just have to accept it, right? But this is
potentially falsifiable.
I could prove this wrong. And I haven't. So, okay.
Right.
That's a scientific claim, at least.
It's just that there's so many other factors involved that it's really hard to tease this out. Well, let's jump straight to the pocket drainer value. What would you give the Slender Tone Flex Belt on a scale of 1 to 10 worse? 1 is something not at all pocket draining.
Okay.
Like your friend Maud comes to visit. And,
oh, I love her.
And she's brought you a bowl of soup. And she's like...
Is it Amy's No Chicken Noodle? Because that's one of my favorite soups.
Yes, it is,
Great. And these are expensive by the can. They're like $3. Thank you so much, Maud.
I just wanted you to have this. Whereas 10 is something very draining of your pocket. Like you order a bowl of soup.
Okay, here we go.
And you don't look at the menu price because you're like, nah, it'll be like $5 or something. But the bill comes back. It's $200. It's a
$200. Oh, my God.
$200 soup.
That's very expensive soup. That does seem like a worse deal than the Slender Tone Flex Belt. I'll say that. So it's not a 10. But it is, in my opinion, too expensive for what you get out of it.
Agreed.
I've seen worse. I've seen better. I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
Definitely registers. It's definitely too much money for me. It's not like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Why would anybody pay this? And, you know, if you've got the disposable income and you just kind of want to play around with it, eh, fine.
Well, you know, if you look away from the website for a second and come back, Denise Richards will give it to you for $150.
It's true.
So, you know, I'll say 5 too, actually. I think that's fair.
Okay. So, Ross.
Yes.
What would you give this on a creepiness rating, where 1 is something not at all creepy?
Okay.
You go home and the heater doesn't work.
Okay.
It's unfortunate, but it's not really creepy.
No, I didn't feel creeped out.
Whereas a 10, you go home and the house is suspiciously dark, but for a faint yellow light just on the bottom of the floors, and you think you hear your son, but from so far away, dad, you realize that it's coming out of your very old radiator, and it hisses psh, and behind it you think you hear dad, and you walk up and you put your ear to it, and there's nothing at all. Push away, dad. And so, for the rest of time immemorial, you are leaning in, leaning out from the radiator. In, dad, out, nothing. In, dad, out, nothing.
That's only a 10?
Yeah, that's a 10.
Because that's about as creepy as it gets. All right, 1, because there's nothing creepy about this belt.
Oh,
but
okay.
Thanks for spelling out 10 for us.
Okay, I'm going to give it higher.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Oh, because, explain yourself.
Because looking down and seeing your body flex without you is a little creepy.
I mean, the only entry point to creepiness I could see on this is if someone does wear it to a meeting.
Yeah, that would be creepy.
What would you give this, though, on a danger rating where 1 is something not very dangerous, like saying the word danger, whereas 10 is something like carving the word danger into your flesh.
Yeah, okay. So
and misspelling it.
Okay.
You know, mixed with humiliation.
Sure. Assuming that everybody follows the instructions, because the instructions do say, like, don't worry over a wound and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But assuming everyone does it right, I think it's pretty low. Now, this is not based on anything I know about the science, because as we've said, we're not totally sure.
Right.
My feelings about it are that it's very low. I'm going to say a 2, just because you are doing something with your body and maybe you should have more information than anyone currently has.
Yeah.
Before you use this for a very long time. But if I had to guess, I wouldn't even think that long-term use is probably going to hurt you.
That electricity pummeled into your stomach, could that eventually have some deleterious effects? I don't know. But yeah, I'll say 2 just because you should be more aware than you are. You in particular.
You, the listener, Sam. I assume all our listeners are named Sam.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, Sam. Well, Carrie, I want to know, what was your favorite moment?
This isn't an investigation that's riddled with high-quality moments, but the one that comes to mind is getting the phone call from the woman at the FOIA department at the FDA saying, oh, they interpret this wildly differently than I think you wrote it. Just like slightly suspicious.
Like this is just one of those things where you just kind of do it over and over day after day. Kind of like oil pulling in that sense. Uh-huh. So there's no like resounding, wow, that was a great moment to be remembered
just
for the
keep
ages.
Keep on keeping on.
So I guess it would be when my coworker had to kind of admit like, oh yeah, you do look rather pudgy.
That's a good one. Also, receiving our free flex belts.
Hey. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Slender Tone.
We'll use them in good health.
Unless we die. Well, that's it for our show. Just kidding, guys. Just kidding. But it is.
You know, I am kind of inspired to lose some weight and try to see if I can get fitter in the belly region. But I think I'll do it with some good, honest exercise.
Well, so it completely worked for you.
I guess so.
Great. Hey, good work. But I have to say, Ross, you don't look like you need to lose weight.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
You know, maybe actually for reference, maybe we should say our sizes so that people get an idea of what's going on here. So I'm 5'6.5", and I know I'm exactly 128 pounds because I did Weight Watchers this summer. Ooh. I lost 14 pounds. Thank you very much.
Hey.
Thanks.
I am 5 foot four and a half. Okay. And I weigh more than I ever have. I'm 155.
Neither of us are big people.
That's true. But I could easily lose 10 pounds. And
well, I still want to lose four, Ross. So
I'll do some exercise, see if I get down there.
All right. And hopefully we'll hear from the FDA soon with a little bit more precise information for you guys, and we'll give you an update in a future episode.
Well, that's it for our show.
Our theme music was written by Brian Keith Dalton.
Our producer and co-editor is Ian Kramer.
You can support this and all our investigations by becoming a member of Maximum Fun at MaximumFun.org/donate.
We have a store where you can actually buy cups and shirts.
Yep. You can buy your own on-rack shirt or a mug that says goat sperm?
And that's all at MaximumFun.org as well.
Yeah, you just click on the shop store link.
Also, make sure to go to Facebook.com/onrack, O-N-R-A-C, to see all the pictures that go with our investigations, see all the articles and pictures we post about various things.
And to talk to us. We're on there all the time.
Yeah, good place to be, good place to join the community.
Yeah.
And if you're on the old iTunes, make sure to drop us a nice review there.
If you don't mind. Thanks, everybody. And remember,
over the last 15 years, the Flex Belt has become the ab trainer of choice for over 2 million people around the world. It uses EMS, electronic muscle stimulation, cleared by the FDA to tone, tighten, and strengthen all of your abs at the same time.
This is going to help you contract your muscles and get stronger.
Only the Flex Belt combines 10 plateau busting programs with 150 levels of intensity, so it activates more muscle in more ways than ever before. Cook, relax, play with the kids, and get 150 comfortable ab toning, core strengthening contractions in each half hour session.
There's nothing you can't do while you're wearing it.
Today, join actor and celebrity trainer Brian Wade to discover how 100% of participants in a clinical trial felt that their abs were more toned and firm.
Hello, buddies. I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm Andy Bolt.
And we're the host of Bunker Buddies.
We're a podcast where we're amateur survivalists, and we talk about things like the apocalypse.
And we talk about zombies and preparedness.
What are you going to wear when it's the apocalypse?
And you have no idea if you don't listen to our show. It comes out every Wednesdays on MaximumFun.org and on iTunes. Sometimes we try weird foods, or we talk about where to camp, or how to avoid getting eaten, or any of these things.
Yeah, so listen to us, because it might just save your life.
We'll see you in the bunker.
Bye!
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.